Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 10th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'oichel Truma Shogek. What happens if a person eats Truma by accident? He didn't know it was Truma. Or he didn't know that Truma is forbidden to be eaten by a non-Kohen. Or even if he knew that it was Truma, and it's oster to eat, but he didn't know one is Chayiv Misa for eating it, which that is Halacha. A person is chayav misa, not by a human court, but by bidei shamayim. It's that strict. So a shogeg would even count a case, would even include a case where he knew it was osa. He knew that it was truma, but he didn't know the severity of it. That's also called shogeg. What happens in such a case? Mishalim says the Mishnah, he must pay to the kohen keren. He has to pay any kohen, he has to pay keren. That's the value of the truma that he ate. And he has to add a fifth as well. As the Torah says, Ish ki yachel kodesh bishgoga, v'yosu chamishisalav. The kodesh they refer to is truma, and the chamishisoy that he adds is a fifth. Now, it's not a fifth that we normally talk about in English. We say add a fifth, because that's normally adding a fifth on the inside, adding a fifth of the original amount. When we talk about a fifth in the Torah, it's a fifth, what we call chomesh milabar. It's a fifth from the outside, which is equal to a quarter of the principal on the inside. So let's say a person ate truma, which was valued at 4 dinarim. He will have to pay an amount of truma, which we'll soon see what that means, an amount of truma, equal to the principal that he ate, which was 4 dinarim, plus an amount that will be a fifth of the total when you add it, which is, of course, another dinar. When you add another dinar, then that will become altogether 5 dinarim, and the amount that he added is a fifth of the total amount. That's called the chomesh milabar. It's what we would call in English, in our maths, we would call it a quarter of the principal, is what the Torah refers to as a chomesh, as a fifth on the outer. And that applies to every time it says a chomesh. Adding a fifth, it means what we call adding a quarter of the principal. Whether a person ate the truma, or he drank the truma, or whether he smeared it, he used it, he applied it on his body, if it was oil. It doesn't matter, even if it's truma that was tamei, which cannot be eaten even by kohen. Still, mishalem chomsha, your person still has to pay the principal amount, and the chomesh, and the fifth on the karen, on top of the principal. Sometimes a fifth of the fifth. What does that mean? So if he ate truma, for example, and he paid the keren and the chomesh, he paid the principal and he paid also the extra amount, which becomes a fifth, which we call a quarter. But and then he goes and he eats by accident that quarter, that one dinner worth of truma. Then he has to eat a fifth on that fifth. So if, for example, if he ate, the fifth was worth a dinner, and he ate that fifth, he would have to pay the fifth, because the fifth now becomes that new principal, one dinner. And then he would have to add a quarter of a dinner as well, because a quarter of a dinner will be a fifth of 5 quarters of a dinner. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "V'yosaf chamish yisaylov," he shall add its fifth to it, from which we learn that you add even many fifths, it can keep on going. Einoy mishalim truma, elachulin misukonim. Now the Mishnah tells us that when he pays the coin, compensates the coin for truma, he cannot give other truma that he has. Let's say he was Yorish Truma from his grandfather, who happened to be a Kohen, for example. You can't do that. You can't give away things that are already Truma. It has to be absolutely Chulin. Chulin Musukonim. That means Chulin, which was available to be eaten. That's note, all Trumas and Mises have been removed from it. It's basically Chulin. How do we know this? Because when the Torah talks about paying the Kohen, it says, V'nosan la'Kohen es ha'Kodesh. From which we learn it means he has to pay the Kohen something that's fit to be Kodesh, and not truma, which is already kodesh. The same thing applies to the chomesh, to the extra amount that he adds. That quarter, or which we call a fifth, where the Torah calls a fifth, it says, v'yosef chamish yosoy olov. He adds a fifth to it, upon it. And that comes to include the chomesh in the same law as the keren, the fifth in the same law as the principal. Just like the principal, you can only pay with chulin, produce that is chulin. So the chomesh can only be paid as produce from chulin as well. V'hein na'as in truma. And now the chulin, which you're giving to the kohen and paying him, becomes truma. And all the laws of truma will apply to it. There is a machlokes, however, in the Yerushalmi as to at what point does this payment of truma become, or separating of the payment of truma become like truma? Is it when he separates it, getting it ready to give to the kohen, or only as he gives it to the kohen? Batashlum in truma, says the Mishnah, and the payment is considered truma. So if by accident he ate this chulin that he paid, then the compensation that he pays also is considered truma. So if he ate by accident the chulin that he paid, the payment that he makes for that also becomes truma. Now, what happens if the kohen wants to forgive? He says, don't worry about it. Im rotza kohen limcha, if the kohen wants to say, don't bother paying me, that's fine. Ein moichel, he's got no right. Got no right to be moichel. Why? Because the Torah is not telling the person who ate it to pay money. If it's just a money thing, okay, so a kohen can be moichel a debt of money. But this is not a debt of money at all. This is kodesh. The Torah calls it a payment of v'noson. He has to pay es ha-kodesh, from which we learn there's a gzeres ha-kosov. The Torah has made an enactment that you chayv to pay something that's fit to be kodesh. And you cannot get your way out by paying money. So therefore, it's not something subject to mechila. It's not something that you can be moichel or the kohen can be moichel. Mishnah base. Bas Yisrael she'achol truma. We have a Yisraelis, she's not a Kohenish, and she ate truma. And now she is chayv to pay the principal and the chomish. V'yachar kach nisus l'kohen. Afterwards, she got married to a kohen before she paid it. Well, now she's allowed to eat truma because that's the halacha. Kohen who acquires someone, kinyan kasper hukul, but if he acquires an eved, that's his property, he can eat. So also if he marries a woman, she's under now his wings and she can eat truma. So what happens now with the payment, though? Does she have to pay it? Im truma shele zocha ba kohen achala, if when she was still unmarried, she was still a bas Yisrael, if the truma she ate then was a truma that no kohen has it yet, and it wasn't given to any kohen yet, she had separated it and separated the truma, was about to give it to the kohen, but before she did, she mistakenly ate it. Then when she now pays chulin, she has to give chulin now as payment, she can pay to herself the principal and the chomish, and she can eat it as truma with the holiness of truma. Why? Because if the truma that she ate would have now still been here, would she have to give it to a kohen? No, she can eat it herself. She's a bottle of kohen. So we say that now she's paying it, she can pay herself. She can eat it for herself. So that separates it. She says, this is now the separation, or this is the chulin that I'm giving for the truma that I ate, and she can eat it. However, v'im truma shezocha bo kohen achala, if when she was, before she was married, she was a Yisraelis, and then she ate the truma, but the truma had already been given to the kohen, and she somehow, by accident, went to his place, or went to the kohen's place, and she ate it there. Mishalemes keren lebalim. Then she has to pay the keren, the principal, to the owner, to the kohen, because the kohen was already acquiring, was oicha the truma, and that's like stealing. You have to give it back to the kohen. But the extra penalty of the chomesh, la'atzma, she can keep that herself. Why? And she has to eat that as truma, in the holiness of truma. Mipnei she'omra, because Chazal, the Chachamim, said, ha'oichel truma v'shoigeg mishalm keren labalim v'chomesh l'chol mishayirtza. If a person eats truma by accident, the principal has to be paid to the balim, to the owner. You give chulin equal to the value of what you ate, the principal, to the owners. But, which is a coin, but the chomesh you can give to any coin you want. You don't have to give it to the owner, and therefore, since she's a coin herself, she's a bus coin herself, she can now hold and eat the chomesh herself.